President Barack Obama addressed the United Nations General Assembly today. He condemned the attacks on U.S. embassies across the Arab world and promised that the U.S. would vigorously seek out those who led the assault on the U.S. embassy in Libya that claimed the lives of four Americans, including that of Ambassador Chris Stevens. The president condemned the U.S.-made video that prompted the attacks as crude and disgusting, but spent a considerable amount of time explaining why the U.S. Constitution protects the free speech rights of the filmmaker who produced it. On Iran, the president reiterated his position that the U.S. would do whatever is needed to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon, although he would not set a timeline for Iran to comply as demanded by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Much of the president's address was centered on a call for rejection of violence, but outside the United Nations, crowds gathered to protest what they feel is the violence perpetrated by the United States, in particular the violence visited upon countries that have experienced U.S. drone attacks. Longtime anti-war activist Sarah Flounders was with the demonstrators outside the U.N. today. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
Today, we're here in front of the United Nations at the opening session, as President Obama is talking about the expansion of violence on an international level. We're talking about the real expansion of violence and terror, and that's the U.S. drone attack. Every single day, U.S. drones are striking Pakistan, also Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, the Philippines, country after country. There are acts of absolute terror and violence coming from Washington in the form of drone attacks, in the form of continued war in Afghanistan, in terms of the destruction of Libya and the arming of mercenaries for the destruction of Syria. This is violence on an unprecedented level, and we're here to oppose it. We're here to talk about the real questions of violence. The greatest armada in human history is right now off the coast of Iran. The demand that the whole world take part in sanctions on Iran. We want to address these issues right here today.
I see where the demonstrators are also raising the issue of the International Atomic Energy Agency. What's your view of what their role is right now and what they're up to?
Well, there's an absolute international double standard. Here is the largest holder of nuclear weapons in the entire world, more than 10,000 nuclear weapons able to destroy the whole planet, and Israel with hundreds of nuclear weapons, and they're making threats and charges against Iran that has no nuclear weapons and has long asserted its right under international law for the peaceful development of nuclear energy, such as more than 40 other countries have, without U.S. threats and sanctions. So this is really just one more reason to threaten Iran. The sanctions on Iran from the U.S. began long before Iran resumed its effort to develop peaceful use of nuclear energy. And the use of international agencies by Washington, the complete distortion is what we're addressing here today.
And what are you hearing from speakers, and what's the general mood of people who are there today?
Well, I think there's a very determined feel by everyone who's turned out. Of course, you have to go through literally blocks and metal barricades, police lines, all sorts of difficulty just to get a sound permit to raise our voice internationally. Today's action was called by the Pakistan USA Freedom Forum, along with the International Action Center. There's also been speakers from the Pan-African Newswire, Women Against Military Madness, Sea Solidarity with Iran, and many, many other organizations that are gathered here today. Some of them are also part of UNAP, the United National Anti-War Coalition.
Any sense at all from the administration or from the UN leadership that they're hearing what you're saying?
Well, in every sense, the effort by Washington is to completely distort the reason for which the UN was founded, which was an effort at international peace. And, of course, that's not at all what's happening. And that in every effort, the U.S. has vetoed any effort of resolution for the Palestinian people on their right to a homeland. Any effort at peace and is engaged in illegal wars all over the planet. I think all of the actions during these days, it's important that the progressive movement speak out against the threats on Iran, the occupation of Afghanistan, the expansion of troops, the expansion of the drone attacks, the military budget, the armada that's today threatening Iran and threatening the people of the world.
Sarah Flounders of the International Action Center speaking with WBAI's Jose Santiago.